important thing is the more money we can keep circulating in Haynes, the better we all are.
Discovering why more locals don't shop at home, and an online program maps the Lynn Canal's coastline using aerial photography. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. When you walk into a Haynes business to shop over the next month, look around for the 5-gallon buckets. They're the ones covered in colorful, child-sized handprints.
The kids were great. They put their hands in the paint, put their little hands all over the buckets, and so now we have a whole bunch of buckets in most of the businesses you walk in town for the next month.
Those buckets are part of a new campaign that encourages shopping locally. Not local as in Alaska, and not just in the Lynn Canal. Ned Rosbicki, Haynes Chamber of Commerce president, says buying local means exchanging money for goods and services in Haynes.
The important thing is the more money we can keep circulating in Haynes, the better we all are. And I think what people fail to recognize is, okay, they might save, you know, 50 cents on a roll of toilet paper buying it in Juneau, but you don't notice the big box stores in Juneau contributing money to the travel for the debate team or for the sports teams. And you certainly don't see them donating goods for auctions when people meet misfortunes.
So April is just the month to do that.
We kicked off Think Haynes First on April 1.
The April-long campaign, Think Haynes First, brings labeled buckets to 40 Haynes storefronts. Some are members of the chamber, some are not. And in them is the customer's chance to flex more than just their buying power. The chamber and business owners want to know what customers really want from their local businesses.
Those buckets are designed to be the repositories for feedback forms. And the feedback forms, the title on those is, "How Can We Serve You Better?" So that's businesses reaching out to the community saying, look, we know you might be able to get some of this stuff cheaper in Juneau, but we're going to do our best to get better prices for you. If there's things that we don't carry normally that you'd like to see us carry, let us know what those things are. If our service isn't up to snuff for you, let us know how we can serve you better. And so that's really what this is all about. It's not just about shop in Haynes because you should. It's designed to be a cooperative effort. And it's businesses reaching out to the community saying, tell us what we can do to encourage you to shop here and give us a shot.
Over the next month, Think Haynes First not only encourages nearby shopping, but attempts to figure out why more people aren't doing it.
It's not just about promoting businesses. It's really about promoting community because, you know, we are dependent on the tax dollars that come in from local businesses. If we have a thriving business community, there's more tax dollars coming in that support things like our schools.
So why aren't more people buying local?
Why aren't they buying local? I think, you know, there's some real economic factors that on first look encourage people not to buy local. The bottom line is you can buy big, giant bags of stuff in Juneau for less than you'd pay for the same products here. And there's a couple factors that feed into that. There's economies of scale. Obviously, the bigger outlets, stores can stock things cheaper. And it's also a lot cheaper to ship things to Juneau than it is to Haynes.
The initiative may be driven by the chamber, but grew out of requests from individuals who live here and area businesses. It gained momentum from there with help from groups like the Chilkat Valley News and the Downtown Revitalization Committee. More than a year ago, the chamber sponsored a forum to hear from chamber member businesses and residents.
They talked about what priorities of the Chamber of Commerce should be, and overwhelmingly the thing that got support from both the community members and chamber members was a shop local campaign. There hadn't been one done for at least a few years here. And everybody, I think, sees the value in keeping more Haynes money in Haynes.
Rosbicki recently took the new position at the Haynes Chamber of Commerce as president. He says the chamber's role is to educate not only its member businesses, but also to educate the surrounding community on the importance of a sustainable economy. That doesn't just mean promoting certain businesses, such as its membership, but promoting overall economic and community sustainability.
I guess I've been in the role for 2 or 3 months now, and obviously the chamber is all about supporting businesses. But my personal feeling is that by creating community, we create a positive business environment. I think the town of Haines is too small to think that we can have business and residents who aren't working together and have a functioning community. So I think they're really one and the same. And so I really believe that there's a big set of issues where they are both good for the business community and good for the residents, and those are the things that I'm most anxious to push forward.
In the case of Think Haines First, the customer is right. Anyone with money to spend can submit comments about any of Haines' local businesses to any of the decorated buckets located at 40 Haines businesses. If your business wants to carry comment sheets, call the Haines Chamber of Commerce at 766-2202. None of the feedback will be read until the end of the month, and leaving name and contact information is optional.
One question asks whether there are products that a store doesn't carry that you might like to see carried, maybe things that you've sourced outside in the past. One question asks about special orders, whether there's anything you would choose to have special ordered, maybe in bulk, to get a break on it. And the third question is just about the quality of the service and how the businesses could serve you better or anything they can do to make your shopping and buying experience in Haines better.
That was Ned Rosbicki, president of the Haines Chamber of Commerce. Their Think Haines First comment buckets are at 40 Haines businesses through the month of April. Skagway Borough's latest plans to improve the Skagway Boat Harbor will be available for public review on Wednesday afternoon. Anyone interested in seeing plans or asking questions about them can stop into the Arctic Brotherhood Hall in Skagway from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, April 6th. A presentation on alternative plans will follow that and end around 8 p.m. A representative from consulting planners Steinberg Associates will be at the meeting, as will Skagway Harbor Master Matt O'Boyle. More information is at the Skagway Small Boat Harbor website at skagway.org.
It's low tide, and the shoreline can look radically different during this time, especially in Alaska, where the tidal range can be several meters.
Alaska has more coastline than the continental United States. That's why mapping those shores through pictures and charting what lives there is such a big job for the groups behind Shore Zone.
Took photographs all along the way, and then they did fish sampling and intertidal animal and plant samples.
Pam Randles is with the Tokchinook Watershed Council, one of the user groups interested in Shore Zone, a coastal inventory and mapping project by the Nature Conservancy. The group, with help from dozens more, make millions of photos, video, and digital data, all geo-referenced, available to the public through the internet. That's information on more than 28,000 miles of Alaska coastline.
So it's sort of like a Google Earth program in the sense that you can go in and look up what fish are in this particular location, what it looks like in photographs, what intertidal, what types of algae, for example.
On Wednesday, April 6th, Laura Baker of the Nature Conservancy visits Haines to present instructions on how to use the free program.
So what she is doing is trying to show, during the presentation, she wants to show how this program works so that people will be able to use it, particularly people who are fishermen or, like I said, they're looking for seaweed or they're doing development in certain areas and trying to find out what the intertidal area looks like the harbor development and that kind of stuff.
If you can't be on the ground during low tide in your study area, then flying a helicopter at 300 feet is the next best thing.
The project compiles aerial photos and video taken during extreme low tides during the summer. The program simulates a flyover of the coastline and allows users to download spatial data and view pictures. The information may be valuable for emergency planners, search and rescue, fisheries habitat management, community planning, invasive species detection, and marine debris cleanup.
Anybody who wants to do any development that is near the intertidal at all, fishermen, seaweed hunters, which this time of year we do have seaweed hunters, ecology types, who are looking at different ecosystems, I mean, they also say oil and gas, but I don't think we have anybody doing that around here. Maybe mining interests.
Partners in the project include government entities like the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the National Park Service, Forest Service, the State Department of Natural Resources, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, interested parties like University of Alaska Fairbanks and municipalities in the state, and other groups like Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council and Royal Caribbean. Research began in 2001 for the project, and creators say about two-thirds of the state is mapped so far, including the Northern Lynn Canal. Washington State and British Columbia are already mapped. The informational presentation on Shore Zone is at 6 p.m. on Wednesday night at the Haynes Library. A more advanced training is scheduled for Thursday. More information and online tutorials are at shorezone.org. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS. KHNS local news every weekday at 5:30 p.m. and on weekday mornings at 6:49 and 7:49 a.m. Then a review of the week's top local news stories is heard every Saturday during Lynn Canal Weekend on KHNS.